The message of Holy Father to the diplomatic corps is consistent to what already said on the occasion of the 45th World Peace Day message, educating young people in justice and peace. The Pope dedicates a consistent part of his message to young people whose future aspirations have been frustrated by the financial and economic crisis. According to Pope Benedict, young people are key to securing a future of hope despite a gloom present. The topics dealt with by the Pope are somewhat similar to those included in the speech that my president, Ma Ying-jeou, pronounced in his New Year message. The title of his New Year message is Lighting Candles for the Next Generation. Both leaders see education as an important source.
The time of uncertainty as a result of the economic and financial crisis was a focal point of the Holy Father's address. How do you receive the Holy Father's call for moral renewal in response to the crisis?
His Holiness was very clear that we should not despair in this moment of crisis, but that we need to look forward with new commitment, new dialogue, new creativity for ourselves and for the younger generation. We believe in reinforcing our commitment to assist the less fortunate nations or people in need.
Religious liberty and the role of religion in shaping public discourse were also major concerns of the Holy Father. How does your country understand the role of religion in public life? And is this question one that, as in many places at this time, is being re-examined in the broader public discourse?
In spite of Taiwan industrialization and technological progress, religions have become a visible part of its modern landscape. Technological progress has not led to the demise of religion. On the contrary, it has intensified religion and helped it reach a larger audience. Religion activity is intense and inter-religious dialogue is thriving. Let me just give you an example. A world religion museum aimed at forming a meeting place for people of all faiths and those in search of one in order to work together for the construction of peace in the world has been inaugurated in Taipei in the year of 2000, 12 years ago. It is a place where all can easily learn to respect each other and to share their religious experience under the universal principles of freedom, tolerance, democracy, and the respect for human dignity that His Holiness is mentioning in his address to the diplomatic corps.